The Lord be with you.
With your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
And Jesus said to the crowds, "Everything that the Father gives me will come to me, and I will not reject anyone who comes to me, because I came down from heaven not to do my will, but the will of the one who sent me. And this is the one who sent me, that I should not lose anything of what he has given to me, but that I should raise it up on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have eternal life, and I shall raise him up on the last day." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
There is something very haunting, some deep invitation given to us on this day when we remember our beloved dead. It's an invitation to belong to another world, an invitation to renew our faith that our beloved ones live in glory, live in the house of the Lord. Many people will visit cemeteries today, and for many, the cemetery is a place of the dead, but for others, it's a place of life. In Jerusalem, many of our pilgrims will remember, the most sacred place in the world for all Christians of all beliefs is the old city of Jerusalem, the Basilica of the Holy Sepulchre. And there you have the tomb in which Jesus was entombed after he died, and from which he rose to new life and called us to believe in the resurrection and the life. We call it the Basilica of the Holy Sepulchre, the place where Jesus was laid in a tomb. But the Greeks are far more insightful. They call it the Basilica of the Anastasis. In Greek, Anastasis means life. For us, it's a place of burial, the tomb of Jesus. For them, it's a place of life. And in many ways, cemeteries are places of life. This is where we commune with the living spirits of our dead. That's important. I think that's why this day is set aside as an invitation to each of us to walk in the presence of those who have died, to sense, to feel, to belong to their presence. A number of years ago, on a retreat I did, the first day of my retreat was to spend the day in the presence of somebody who had died but had loved me and made an impact on my life. I chose to spend the day in the presence of my mother, who has deceased. So I remembered the stories of her life. I remembered her sacrifice. I remembered her faith, her prayer, her generosity. I remembered the example of her life. I walked in her presence that day. I found a picture of her that reminded me again of the time when she was among us, and now her spirit is with us. I wrote a letter to my mother so that I could see in writing what she meant to me. That was very salutary. It was a very holy day. I think that's the manner in which we should spend today. Walk in the presence of those who have died. Inherit their spirits, feel, sense their presence among us. That's an act of faith, that their spirits are alive. They watch over us. They continue to bless us. And as part of your journey walking in the presence of the dead, take a second look at the inheritance. The beloved person in your life, in God's providence, was sent among you to say something, to influence you, to impact you, to bless you, to gift you with a legacy. Think about that. When you select the one person you want to walk with today, or maybe a number of people, begin to consider their legacy. What did they say to me? What example did it give me? What challenge did they pass on to me? Think about that. In this way, we'll make All Souls Day today a holy day, a day of prayer, a day of awareness, a day of faith belonging to those who have gone before us in death and resurrection.